Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, June 26th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, I hope you all had a glorious Wednesday. As we said on the pod with me and James, you should go check out. It's in your feed. Wednesday, an underrated day. It's the middle of the week. Tomorrow is Thursday, and your week is almost over, and the weekend is almost here. So we got a lot for you in the pod today. First up, Nolan Smith doing a little bit of a media tour, so got some interesting quotes from Nolan Smith. And then I tweeted out my top 10 list of franchises, I think, in NFL history. So we're going to get more detailed into that in terms of why I think certain teams land where they do. I don't know if you heard of WIP, but Ike Reese didn't really agree with my my list. So maybe I'll throw that in the pod as well. But first up, as I said, Nolan Smith doing a little bit of a media tour. He was on the Exciting Whites podcast with Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. And then also was on the NFL Network talking, of course, about the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. But there was an answer that I thought was an interesting one from Nolan Smith. Nolan was asked who he views as the biggest threat to the Eagles. I think it might have been in the NFC, but who he just views as a big threat to the Eagles. And I was a little surprised he answered it, but he did give an answer, and here's what he had to say.
Time has come. Who is it? What team can challenge your Philadelphia Super Bowl champion Eagles?
Man, I just feel like, especially my squad, long as we play together, you know, and we all on the P's and Q's, and it's the best team that show up on Sunday and that plays together the most. And I say the team that I'm really thinking of, I hate to say it, but, you know, Washington. Washington gave us a run for our money last year, and they're a good team, you know, and Jayden Daniels at the helm. He's a good quarterback. He's a young kid, you know, LSU guy, SEC guy. So, you know, he's used to, you know, maintaining and running things at the helm. And I think they're a good team. We see them twice. We see them twice a year. So it is a good challenge. Good to see them. So, man.
Laramie Tunsil over there.
Laramie Tunsil.
That's a battle right there.
A battle. You know, a lot of the offense, they got a good offensive line. And, you know, the game won in the trenches. That's what we was back there talking about it earlier. But, yeah, they have a great squad, great guys. That's who I say personally, just me.
So I don't think saying the team that you you beat in the NFC Championship is your biggest contender is some wild take. I mean, Washington was a Final Four team last year. They were one of the only teams to beat the Eagles last year. Now, before you scream at the iPod, before you scream at your iPhone or at the car, I know Jalen Hurts didn't play in that game, but Washington was still one of the only teams to beat the Eagles. So not overly surprising he would say Washington, but I do think maybe we all need to take a bit of a step back with Washington. So I completely understand why Washington could be good next year. They have a good roster. They have a quarterback that could very well end next year in the top five in the NFL on most people's lists. They have a quarterback, a head coach in Dan Quinn that has shown an ability to consistently win. Now, he did make one Super Bowl, made an NFC Championship game, so he does have some playoff success. I still don't view him as a special head coach, but at the very least, he has a level of competence. He is, you know, you're not going to see many four-win seasons out of Dan Campbell. So I think they have a lot of things going for them. But one thing we have to consider with Washington is how hard it is to have repeat success in the NFL. And, you know, me and James make this point when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, Jayden Daniels going into a second season, it's going to be hard for him to repeat it. We saw Jalen struggle with that. We saw CJ Stroud struggle with that. Carson had a huge season in 2017. Obviously, injuries are part of it. He steps back. So after you have your breakout year in the NFL, it's really hard to do it against. But outside of just the quarterback, let's just look at Washington as a franchise. Washington has very little track record over the past 20 years or whatever of being consistently good. And it is really, really hard in the NFL to be consistently good. The sport is designed for parity. They make it hard to stay good in the NFL. It's why the teams that are able to do it, like we've seen Patriots dynasties, obviously the Chiefs, the Ravens are always competitive. The Eagles over the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years certainly qualify as that. But even the Eagles had that down year in 2020 that kind of reset this next version of the Eagles team. It's just really, really hard to have sustained success. The Eagles have been able to do it because they have a great GM, a great head coach, and a great quarterback, and lots of other things. Those three things result in lots of other great players. But the Eagles have a track record of doing it, and it starts with Jeffrey Lurie. They have all those great pieces because of Jeffrey Lurie. The Eagles have an owner that knows how to sustain success. Washington, Josh Harris does know how to sustain success. We've seen that with the Sixers, but he's new to the NFL. They have a GM that is new there, and they are not a franchise that has shown time and time again that they are able to sustain success. So could Washington win 13 games next year? Yes, I could see Washington winning 13 games next year. I could also see Washington winning 9 games. They won a lot of really close games last year. Jaden Daniels is going to have to repeat his success. I'm not high on the Deebo Samuel trade. I like the Laremy Tunsil trade. I think that's a good pickup by them. Their offensive line is going to be good. I personally don't think they have a ton of special talent on their defense. Their defense wasn't very good last year. They win with their offense. Cliff Kingsbury, their offensive coordinator, certainly doesn't have a track record of sustained success. We saw in Arizona, his offense fell apart quickly after introducing it to the league adjusted. And I know it's different than what he did. I know what he does in Washington is different than what he did in Arizona, but let's see Cliff Kingsbury have a counterpunch when everybody in the league is looking at Washington. Not as many people looking at the Eagles, obviously, because Eagles are the Super Bowl champions, but still, Washington's a team people are going to look at and study and figure out how to beat. So Washington has a counterpunch coming their way. Washington has a big swing from the league that they're going to have to take next year. And will they be able to do it? We'll see. But I don't think it should be assumed that Washington is going to be very good. I don't think it is a lock that they'll be better than Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, frankly, Dallas. I could see competing with them. So I understand why Nolan Smith says it, but I do think we all have to realize Washington has a lot going against them next year when it comes to being successful. Speaking of being successful, Nolan Smith certainly knows about that. He's won in college. He now has a Super Bowl in the NFL. And so on the Exciting Whites podcast, he was asked about the Georgia program, what it was like playing there, what makes it special. And here's what he had to say.
What do you think makes Coach Smart and Georgia football so great?
All are passionate about that. Yeah. Like, obviously, we got a whole squad of Georgia players. That's all I hear, especially Nakobe. He's always talking about Georgia this, Georgia that. I got whatever. I'm like, dude, man, what are you so passionate about? What's so...
Man, I'll say that place... We do this thing called full quarters. Your freshman year, your first time doing it, you and all your friends are really just throwing up together. That's really what it is. We run 110s and so many 53s that you literally, like, we have trash cans around the indoor and you holding on, throwing up to each other. And eventually, like, you know, you build and bond and we live in the room together and stuff like that. I mean, it's a lot different in the league just because, you know, guys have families and stuff like that. It's a lot more respect in the league. Like, you playing with actual grown men.
Yeah.
And back then, You're just hanging out.
Yeah.
You're just having a good time. I mean, we do that now, though. Like, we sit in the locker room and hang out and stuff.
No doubt.
You know, when they drafted all these Georgia guys, I think there were, I remember there being so many think pieces about what it means for to take all these Georgia guys. Some people were for it, some people were against it. I had mixed thoughts on it. I did think it was a little bit worrisome that maybe all the Georgia guys would just be hanging out with themselves and, you know, you're kind of not hang out with other teammates and there becomes a bit of a clique in the locker room with the Georgia guys. And the Georgia guys have there's just been more of them since this happened. Lewis Cine is in there now, Nakobe, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Keely Ringo, just tons of Georgia guys. And I thought it was interesting in there that Reed says he hears about Georgia all the time in the locker room. So it's definitely a thing that they have a lot of Georgia players. But I also think, and look, success when you win the Super Bowl makes it seem like every move was a good move. So I don't think we can do that with the Eagles. But it is worth noting, now that we've had some time to look at these Georgia players, that it has mostly worked out. Jalen Carter is awesome. Nolan Smith looks like he's going to be awesome. Nakobe had an awesome year last year. We'll see about Jordan Davis. There's reasons to be optimistic. I don't think he's been a bust in the way that he's not an NFL player. You could argue he's been a bust based off of where he was drafted, but he's not been a bust as an NFL player. And then we'll see with Keeley. But it's not caused any known issues having all those Georgia guys. It's not like they all came here and it was, well, that Georgia defense was only good for X reason, because obviously individually they're not that good. It has worked out. It has helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. And as silly as it sounds, I do think Howie deserves some credit for not being afraid of drafting a bunch of Georgia guys. I definitely think he could have been sitting in that war room and going, can we really take Nolan Smith? We already have these Georgia guys. Or are we really going to take Keeley? Like, that had to enter his mind. And he decided just to take the best player. And as a result, the Eagles had a very talented defense last year. Now we'll see this year how those Georgia guys stack up. But clearly, it was the right decision to go with all these Georgia guys. So it is funny in the locker room. You know, people hear about the Georgia thing. Reed hears about it. Yeah, it's definitely a thing. But on the field, the decision to be bold and take a lot of players from the same school has definitely worked out for Howie. So on the other side, I spent some time recently going over the top 10 franchises, I think at least, in NFL history, breaking it down, who I think made the top 10, who just missed the cut, and of course, where the Eagles rank. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, so this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. I feel like off of winning the last Super Bowl, being at the Super Bowl twice in 3 years, the Eagles right now are probably viewed as somewhat of the gold standard in the NFL. I think the Chiefs probably would still be ahead of them. Yeah, it's probably the only one you could really argue right now would be ahead of the Eagles. But regardless, so much on this podcast, we talk about how free agents would want to come here, how people make money here if they come here, about how the front office is run. But the other thing we talk about a lot is the Eagles are in all these primetime games because they are one of the best franchises in the NFL. So I've been thinking, as part of that, where would the Eagles rank all-time franchise list? So if the NFL did a power rankings of their best franchises, all-encompassing, recent success, past success, the brand, the city, the popularity, the fan base, the players, the uniforms. If you put everything into consideration for ranking the best franchises in the NFL, where would the Eagles rank? So spend some time thinking about it, you know, doing the research, pulling up the Pro Football Reference. And I have my rankings of the top 10 franchises in NFL history. Now, I actually put 12, so I'll give you 12 and 11, but this is a top 10 list. 12 and 11, honorable mentions, but this is a top 10 list. So I'm going to go 10 through 1 to you know, build the suspense. But let me start with two teams I think are right there on the cusp of it. One, I don't think is super close to joining top 10. The other one probably will be in it potentially as soon as next year. So, all right. Number 12 for me would be the Baltimore Ravens. So they actually have the best winning percentage of all time for a franchise. Now, they just joined in 1996, so they've only been doing it for roughly 30 years as opposed to some of these have been doing it for almost 100 years. So obviously, it's a smaller sample size, but first all-time winning percentage. They've won 2 Super Bowls. They right now are probably one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the NFL. I think over the past 20 years, they've been a top 5 or 6 team in the NFL. I think they, unlike the Jaguars, who, let's be honest, are just not a serious franchise, the Ravens, I think, have that football mentality, football town, NFC North, you know, or AFC North competing against the Steelers. They just feel like a big-time franchise. Lamar Jackson going to go down as one of the better quarterbacks in NFL history. I have the Ravens number 12. Number 11, and I think if you did the past 10 years, they might be number 1. If you did the past 20 years, they might be number 5 or so. Probably, actually, they'd probably be number 2. But if you're doing overall, the Kansas City Chiefs, for me, do not crack the top 10. Now, they've only been around since 1960. A lot of the teams ahead of them have been around way longer. They have won 4 Super Bowls, but obviously the majority of them, in fact, I think all of them, have been in the past however many years. Or no, not all of them, but they have been in the past, you know, since Mahomes got here. They're 14th all-time in wins. Now, they do win quite a bit, 5th all-time in winning percentage over a long stretch, so they are a well-run franchise. But I think too much of their big-time success has been recent. I think for a lot of those years, not saying they weren't well-run, I'm just saying that the recent success really is what I think puts them in conversation for this. Otherwise, they're still a good franchise. The Hunts as a family, one of the longer tenured ownership groups in the NFL. But I don't think they crack into the top 10. So this time next year, they probably would. But and they do have the like football town thing. I just think these 10 teams would be ahead of them. So 12 for me would be the Ravens. 11 would be Kansas City. Number 10 for me, easily the least accomplished team on this list. But when you think of the NFL, I don't know how you don't think of this team is one of the first teams. The Detroit Lions. They have been around since 1930. They are terrible. They are lovable losers, never won a Super Bowl, barely ever went in the playoffs. But every Thanksgiving, there is a game played in Detroit. They play in a legit conference. They are a football town. They have iconic players and Barry Sanders, maybe the only one. No, I'm just kidding. There's obviously other ones. Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford, Barry Sanders, maybe the most iconic NFL player of all time, or certainly on that short list. I just think despite the success, they have to be on the list. They're the Detroit Lions. That's where you spend Thanksgiving. I view the Lions as number 10. Now, obviously, Kansas City, far more successful. The Ravens, in their short tenure, far more successful. So it would not surprise me if next year, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, I knock off one of these other teams. It might not be the Lions, but I do think one of these teams could be ripe for the taking. So number 10 for me, the Detroit Lions. Number 9, the Washington Commanders. Now, they get dinged heavily by the past 20 or so years. They've been an embarrassment to the NFL. The Dan Snyder ownership has been horrendous. Their stadium is a joke. They're not competitive. They have ugly uniforms. They went through the whole name-changing thing, right? There's a lot not to like about Washington. But they've won 3 Super Bowls. They're 5th all-time in wins. And I know that obviously, they've been around longer, and that's probably why, clearly. But still, they've won, only 4 teams have won more games. They're the 6th oldest team in the NFL. Now, 20th all-time in winning percentage. So they've not been great, but they've not been great consistently. But the 3 Super Bowls is nothing to sneeze at. They are, again, 6th oldest team. They're one of the original 6 there, put it that way. I think Washington Commanders come in at number 9. Number 8 is your Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they probably 5 or 6 years ago prior to 2017 might not be on this list, but now they have 2 Super Bowls. They have the 6 most wins, 638 wins. They are one of the oldest teams in the NFL, came in 1933, but 18th all time in winning percentage. There was a long stretch where the Eagles were in the league and they were important, big city, cool jerseys, great fan base. They just weren't really winning much. And recently, when you add the winning into the rich history of the franchise, the city, and all those things, I think they are a top 10 franchise in NFL history. I would put them at number 8. You could convince me to swap them with this team right in front of them, but I don't think they have an argument for being top 6. Only 2 Super Bowls, it just hurts them. Now, in 3 or 4 years, they could be top 5 because they have everything else you're looking for besides wins. Obviously, the fans. I would say the best fan base in the NFL. Obviously biased, but I think most people would view it as the most passionate fan base in the NFL. Again, like I said, major city. So they have everything you're looking for. They just got to win more Super Bowls. So I would put the Eagles as 8th on this list. Number 7, the New York Giants. You could convince me to swap the Eagles with them because the Giants have been so irrelevant for a long stretch here, but they have 4 Super Bowl wins, the 3rd most wins in NFL history, 724. 4th team ever to join the NFL or to be an NFL team, 1925. And 13th all-time winning percentage. The Eagles, by the way, 18th all-time winning percentage. So the Giants have been around roughly as long as the Eagles. They win more. They have more Super Bowls. And Well, I don't believe it. They do come from a bigger market, a bigger city, New York City, maybe the most famous city in the country, arguably the world, but certainly in the country. Now, they don't actually play there, but regardless. So I would put the Giants just in front of the Eagles at number 7. Number 6, the New England Patriots. Now, I'll be honest here. I personally think the Eagles and Giants are like kind of better all-time franchises, but the Patriots do have 6 Super Bowls. Now, most of this is all recent-ish, I guess. Maybe not recent as much, but in the last 20 years. And so they do have a bit of a Chiefs element to them, but they have 6 Super Bowls. And 15th all-time in wins, 8th all-time winning percentage. The best quarterback of all time played for them. Probably the best dynasty in NFL history, or at least certainly in the discussion. Boston, a big-time sports city. Now, it is insane that they play an hour and a half outside the city. And that is one thing Philly has on New York and Boston, is the Eagles actually play in the city. New York and Boston, their teams don't play even really close to the city. To get from New York City to MetLife takes like a half hour. And if there's traffic, way longer. To get from Boston to New England takes like an hour and a half, and maybe even longer with traffic. So they definitely have that on them. But 6 Super Bowls and the GOAT quarterback, you got to be, I mean, that ranks you high. So I would put the Patriots number 6. Number 5, the Chicago Bears. And I will say of the top 6 teams, really top 7 teams, they easily have the worst resume. Only 1 Super Bowl win, 798 wins, is second all time, but they're one of the original 2 teams coming in 1920. 4th all time winning percentage, that's pretty impressive when you consider their recent history. You know, certainly not been great recently, but they're the Bears. They're the 85 Bears. Their defense, their Mike Ditka, their Chicago, their Soldier Field, the helmet, they're everything. I mean, you could argue they belong number 1 strictly just based off of, and I hate to use this word, but I don't know what else to use it, like aura. Like, they are the Chicago Bears, the Bears. So they are top 5 to me, even with only 1 Super Bowl. I just think the history, everything that goes into it, the Bears are without question one of the biggest franchises in the NFL. If they sold, they would sell for an insane amount of money. Number 4, Eagles fans aren't going to like to hear this, but the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I think the Eagles are more of America's team right now than Dallas is. You can just see that in the primetime games. But the Cowboys are the Cowboys. 5 Super Bowls. Now, 2nd all-time winning percentage, but only 569 wins is 11. So they're outside the top 10 in all-time wins. 13th team to join the NFL in 1960. Hand up. That seems crazy to me. You could have definitely convinced me they joined way earlier. But they're the Cowboys. If you haven't been to Texas and been around it, I just don't know if you can get as correctly of a feel as you need to know what a big deal the Cowboys are. The stadium is huge, again, outside the city, but they are the number 1 team in probably the 2nd biggest state in the country, probably number 1. I mean, that or California. I guess Florida's big too, but they are ultimately the biggest team and probably the biggest state in the country. And they win. They win. Like, they spend money. Now they're not good. But Jerry Jones, probably the most famous owner in NFL history, Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and the Super Bowls. So I think the Cowboys belong in the top 5, and I think I'd put them ahead of the Bears at number 4. All right, number 3, the San Francisco 49ers. 5 Super Bowls, 7th all-time in wins, 9th all-time winning percentage. You could convince me to swap them with the Cowboys just because San Francisco, I don't think, is a great sports town. But Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Terrell Owens, I mean, just an unreal history there, amazing defensive players. And, 5 Super Bowls ties them with the Cowboys. It's not as many as the Patriots, but I think the Niners are just more of a historic all-time franchise than the Patriots are. Number 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers. 6 Super Bowls, tied for most ever. 681 wins, 4th all-time, 7th oldest team, 10th all-time winning percentage. The Steel Curtain, Pittsburgh, maybe the best football town in the league. I think Philly is obviously, but Pittsburgh right up there. The jerseys are iconic. The stadium was iconic. Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Lynn Swan, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger. Only like 3 coaches in franchise history. The Rooneys, everything that they've done for the league. The Rooney Rule, maybe the best ownership in the league. Jeffrey Lurie right there with them. But man, the Steelers really have it all. So I would put the Steelers number one. I'm sorry, number two. But number one for me is the Green Bay Packers. Haven't won a Super Bowl recently, but four Super Bowl wins, the most wins of all time. The trophy to win it is literally named after their head coach. Third all-time winning percentage. And they really are an entire town or city dedicated to the football team. So I just think the green helmet, the cheese heads, the rivalry games, they're on Thanksgiving all the time. Lambeau Field, the most iconic stadium in the NFL. The fact that it's in a neighborhood. I think they are everything the NFL wants a team to be, you know, owned by the fans. So I would put the Packers number one. So I would go now in full order. Packers, Steelers, Niners, Cowboys, Bears, Patriots, Giants, Eagles, Commanders, Lions, round out my top 10, and then honorable mentions, the Chiefs and the Ravens at number 12. Curious where you think the Eagles would rank. Call in to go Birds if you want to talk about it. We'll be on Saturday. But I think the Eagles finishing top 10 really speaks to where they've been over the past few years, how much these two Super Bowls have helped them. I think they could pass the Giants. It's going to be tough to pass the Patriots, but I think you could see them get up to number 7 within the next year or two. And again, you could even convince me to swap them now. So that'll be my top 10 list with 12 teams. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.